Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 812, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's jump right in. Round one, the category from the French. First question. This word for a type of business like Quiznos comes from the French for free. Answer: a franchise. Second question. The name of the U.S. state is partly from the French word for green. Answer: Vermont. Third question in this round. This five-letter type of sticker refers to a French process of transferring an image from paper to wood or glass. The answer? A decal. Fourth question. This elaborate, sumptuous meal takes its name from the French for little bench. The answer? A banquet. Fifth question in this round. French for song for dancing gives us this word for a type of sentimental or romantic song. Answer: ballad. Round two. The category: South American cities. First question. This Uruguayan capital's name is Portuguese for I see a hill. The answer? Montevideo. Remember, the category is South American cities. Second question. This section of Rio is known as the birthplace of the bossa nova. There was a girl from there in song. The answer? Ipanema. Third question. Punta Arenas, the southernmost large city in the world, lies at the tip of Chile on this strait. The answer? The Strait of Magellan. Fourth question. Cali, this country's second most populous city, is the center of paper production and the sugarcane industry. Answer: Colombia. And the fifth question. La Plata and Mar del Plata are cities in this country. The answer: Argentina. Time for round three. The category? Breakfast cereals. First question. 1994 marked the 40th birthday of this fruity cereal for kids and not silly rabbits. Answer? Trix. Second question. Of singles, doubles, or triples, the one that's a cereal by General Mills. The answer? Triples. The answer again was triples. Third question. Disney Buzz Blasts was inspired by this movie. Answer? Toy Story. Fourth question. A third Olympic gold put Misty Maytrainer on boxes of this in 2012. The answer? Wheaties. Remember, the category is breakfast cereals. Fifth question. Items on drop-down menus at the website of this cereal include Our Honey, Our Oats, and Healthy Hearts. Answer: Cheerios. Round 4. How will you do in the category, soccer? First question. equals. You know that one, the answer? Equals. Remember, the category is soccer. Second question. First held in Uruguay in 1930, it's the largest single sport tournament in the world. Answer? The World Cup. Third question. International competition for this trophy began in 1930. The answer we were expecting, World Cup. Fourth question. He led Brazil to 3 World Cup soccer titles and won an NASL title with the Cosmos. Answer? Pelé copyright. Remember, the category is soccer. Fifth question. Also a term used in baseball, it's what the Brits call a soccer field. The answer? A pitch. Last round. The category? Female Flyers. First question. On August 1, 1911, Harriet Quimby became the first American woman to get one of these. The answer? Pilot's license. Second question. Charlie, now in the Smithsonian, was the plane in which flying Angel Geraldine Mock did this in 29 days in 1964. You get that one, the answer? Circumnavigate the globe. Remember, the category is female flyers. Third question. And Spencer Morrow's first date with this man, her future husband, was a flying lesson. The answer? Charles Lindbergh. Fourth question. Some say Ruth Law was the first woman to perform this big circle trick. Others say it was Katherine Stenson. The answer? Loop the loop. Fifth question. Gerald and Cobb began testing to get into this program in 1960. After besting many of the men, she wasn't allowed in. Answer? Space/astronaut program. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.